what I'd love to do, just in all the next 6 or 7 minutes that we have, is I would like to lead us in a relatively short, but hopefully very inspiring meditative experience. And if you could just let yourself settle into, or if these words are more fitting, be lifted into the spacious, spacious being that you truly, truly are. Not pushing anything, not overly trying to imagine anything, but just, if you will, letting your heart, letting your soul move your vision, move your envisioning, move your awareness into the self that your heart, your soul, right now wants you to see. Or, if it's not so much a visual, open to your heart moving you into the experience, perhaps the feeling or the intuitive sense or the knowing of who you really, really are. And some of you might be perceiving yourselves as this beam of light or being of light or radiance of light. Others of you might be perceiving yourself as just this essence, this state of being that has no form or no vision to it at all. Others of you might be perceiving yourself internally as one of those chakras or energy systems, just living there because perhaps that facet of you wants to invite you into that amazing facet of who you are, or any of a thousand other visions or awarenesses. Here you are, right here, at your heart's call, at your soul's beckon, at your truth's support. Just being. Just being this awesome self. Being, in truth, in this moment, the miracle that indeed you were born to be. But to say it another way, being the miracle that you truly are. Can you let yourself just be in this moment with no evaluation, no dialogue, no monologue, no thought, except just this is who I am. This is what my heart moves me to see or know or sense or experience right now. This is the me that, for this moment in time, is exactly who I need to be, where I need to be, how I need to be. This is the me that holds a special, special gift for me. This me, this awesome, special, remarkable, qualitative, large self that I am. This self that knows so much, experiences so fully, that knows itself to be so spacious, this me, this self, is indeed deserving of my honor, deserving of my embrace, deserving of my respect. My, look at this me. Isn't that a very, very special, spacious being? Isn't that absolutely lovable, honorable, and beautiful? Look at that me, that self. And as I do so without evaluation, I let it speak to me, touch me, be me, invite me. And I watch me merge with that, that with me, so that the observer and the observed melt together, so that the perceiver and the perceived are now one. And I am. I am. That's all I need to know or to be. I am what is in this moment. How perfect, how divine, how unique, how special, how much it is life itself. Whenever you feel ready, let yourself open to hearing some final words from Donna. Or if you feel moved to just stay in that particular space and really don't want to be disturbed, as perhaps for some of us might be the case, feel free to just ignore the next very few moments and let yourself just be this sacred, sacred being that we are privileged to have you be. Thank you so much for such a special, special hour. Donna, I would love to turn this over to you.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank everyone for this sacred time that we spent together. And I always look at these particular hours as a beautiful invitation for focus and for a real awareness in us and how we want to walk into this next month that's coming. Tonight, for me, was such a powerful hour, and I want to thank Bill on behalf of all of us.